This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers are moving to provide funds for Denver Health, the state's flagship safety net hospital. CPR health reporter John Daly says it's facing a perfect storm of financial headwinds.
Those include skyrocketing health costs in the wake of the pandemic, uncompensated care, and chronically low reimbursement rates from government. Dr. Steve Federico is a pediatrician and the hospital's chief of government and community affairs.
It's highly likely that we are going to need additional public funding to be sustainable moving forward. Whether that's local or state and or federal still remains to be seen.
The state's Joint Budget Committee voted to provide $5 million to Denver Health for the second time in the last year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
CU Boulder has launched a new center to promote environmental science education. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The goal is to bridge the gap between scientific research and societal impact. The center hopes to empower people to become agents of change in environmental challenges. The center already has more than 30 projects underway. One of them is a curriculum that uses scenario-based games to build resistance in students and teachers to environmental hazards. Another is called We Are Water. It brings a traveling exhibition about water to rural, indigenous, and Latino communities in the desert Southwest. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Michaela Schifrin returned from a six-week injury with a solemn victory in the Alpine Skiing World Cup. The win guaranteed the 28-year-old Vail native her 16th season title in slalom. This is CPR News.